This is Greg Kimball reporting for Medialearn Australia. We're speaking with a multi-talented individual I recently met on the advertising film set, Mr. Greg Ferguson. Welcome to the program.
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Good. Mate, you came across well and fit when I met you. Now, you've got many talents. I understand you're involved in meditation, particularly for men. You're a martial arts practitioner. You're a bricklayer, a former commando, and who knows what you've done in this life. So, Greg, what actually motivates you? I believe, yeah, you're just telling the truth. In your words, what's gone wrong with the world? So perhaps, would you be thinking along the lines of each and every single one of us may not necessarily be able to change the world overnight, but if we all work on each other and those close to us, perhaps we can make a difference in our own way? Educated opinion on this. I believe I've noticed since the tragic events of September last year, referring to New York and Washington, I think the world's gone in two different directions. Some people, I think, are communicating more openly with others around them, and in some cases, some individuals have become a lot more callous, and different people are just in it all about them and don't really give, in colloquial terms, a rat's ass about anybody. Do you think there's been two different extreme directions of people, or has that always been the case? An example out at Homebush the other day, as far as like, you know, it was along the lines, you know, if there's a bomb in your own suburb and nobody really cares because it doesn't affect them until it gets very close.
Because I don't like what you've done.
Yes.
It wouldn't bother me if it wasn't something about me. Mm. And I believe that. I've seen so much in my short time on this earth. I've seen a lot of people striking out at something that really doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. It has more to do with myself.
Yeah. Now, getting back to your commando days, how much of an influence did the commando lifestyle have on your life? And that was that related to yourself becoming involved in martial arts and meditation and so forth?
Well, I was involved with martial arts before I had anything to do with the army. In 1999, I represented Australia in Montreal in lightweight division. In martial arts, and shortly after that, I joined the commandos. And I embraced the philosophy. I felt there was something I needed to get myself to, and it happened to be the army at the time. I think it's pretty endemic of most men that they need to totally focus on giving themselves at least once in their life, give themselves over to something that's greater than them. It shaped me in many ways. The training taught me a lot about focus and that, really being absolutely in the moment. Absolutely. Because it means if you screw up, it could mean you may survive.
Or perhaps your own.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're a soldier, you usually hold the other soldier's life in your hand as much as you hold your life in his hands.
Yes.
As well as being responsible for your own life, but that's how the army works.
Yes, I remember those situations well, being former Army Reserve, Most Improved Recruit from 1989 to 91. I remember that well, and our version of Army was pretty much kindergarten compared to commandos, I would say. So how has the meditation helped you move forward from the commando days and in the day-to-day life?
Meditation, well, that's probably coming from martial arts into the other extreme, like the military. Still are related to the martial arts. I felt in many ways I've used my martial arts as a hub in the middle of my life, and that's given me stability. Whereas in the army, if you went all the way in that, it's been distraction more or less.
Yes.
As a tool like that. And meditation is the other way of getting in touch with the deeper, more intuitive part of yourself.
Yes.
And finding that balance in the middle is, for example, meditation, it's opened many doors for me. I experienced it earlier in my life.
Okay, great. We're almost out of time for today, but what we're going to do is we'll be doing part 3 of the interview shortly.
Okay.